You're listening to SIW Radio from SecurityInfoWatch.com, your everything resource for the security industry. You're listening to SIW Radio from SecurityInfoWatch.com. This is a news update for Tuesday, April 17, 2007, in the wake of the tragedy at Virginia Tech. Security InfoWatch caught up with Pat Feel. He was the public safety advisor in the education sector for ADT Security Services. He is specifically focused on school security, having served as the executive director of school security for the Washington, D.C. public school system, which had 163 campus, more than 70,000 students, and 8,000 employees right there in the D.C. capital area. Pat has headed up to the Virginia Tech campus and just arrived. We got on the phone with him to get a brief report about the situation there and about some topics of school security that certainly could have been applicable, it sounds like, in that situation. What's the mood there on the Virginia Tech campus today?
I mean, where we're at here, we're at the Alumni Center, and there's a lot of, as you can imagine, a lot of media, and what we've seen, a lot of police officers, a lot of state troopers, and there are also a lot of students on campus.
From a security side, what's happening? Is the campus still under lockdown? Is it open? Is it accessible?
Well, everything I see at the present time, it seems to be open and accessible.
Have you guys been over to the actual scene, or is that... is that across campus, or?
Well, that's across campus. We are going to go to that later on this afternoon, and look at that situation.
Is there any new information coming out regarding the situation, the unfortunate situation yesterday in this mass shooting?
No, the only thing is, I mean, that's coming out is, you know, they identify the victim, the subject. And they're asking questions, and they're specifically concerned about the second incident after having knowledge of the first incident, you know, what transpired in that two-hour delay.
Sure, if you could share a little bit of your expertise on school security regarding that, what should have happened or what could have happened to in terms of notification, perhaps, to better prevent that second round of shootings?
Well, nothing to second guess. What, you know, they've done here is that there actually should have been what they called a crisis plan, emergency plan in place for what we call an active shooter. This will have the ability to, and no matter how big your campus is, you got to have that information and you got to have technology to be a resource for you in the event that you have that information, so you can pass that information on the critical timeline to everybody on campus.
So the crisis management plan needs to have, you know, a mass notification system. What about being able to shut the campus down? I mean, they obviously had, within a very short time, they had a large number of law enforcement on campus and already on campus responding to the first incident when the actual second incident happened. Technology-wise and policy-wise, what could have happened in terms of locking down that campus?
Well, policies and procedures, you got to have a method and a procedures, and no matter how large your campus is, to be able to secure it. You know, there's only certain many ways you can get in. I'm talking about by vehicle of that type here. So you actually can go to every, what we call, choke area, position law enforcement or position someone there, you know, to move traffic or divert traffic or not let anybody in or let anybody out. So that's got to be a critical part of the policies and procedures. Just understanding that, you know, this is a very large campus and, you know, we appreciate that, but you got to break it down in sections, you know, so, you know, where the incident occurred, then escalate from there.
So close down sections of the campus at first is probably a good strategy if you're dealing with a sprawling area.
Yeah, that's my immediate response would, you know, go to the response where you go to, cordon off at a, you know, a certain perimeter in that area. And that way, as you sort of identify any case there was a attempt of somebody in a breach of the security, somebody leaving there, at least they have been identified or, you know, detained.
As I understand, there are systems, electronic systems and access control that would allow buildings to be auto-locked from a command and control center. What are your thoughts on those type of systems, and could there have been any application of technology, of that type of technology here?
Well, in all cases, every building that has any type of access need to be secured. You know, need some type of access control, certain points for visitors, you know, front door accesses, you know, so, but all doors, you know, should be secured at all given time. I mean, you're dealing with, main thing, you're dealing with lives here, you know, you're dealing with a lot of students and faculty constantly inside these buildings. Not, also, you're dealing with a lot of inventory and a lot of property. So the main thing is everything should be able to be locked down, and everything should be able to be secured in the event there is some type of crisis. And I'm talking about, you know, classrooms and all this stuff here. As we heard, you know, on the television last night, there were students propping up the door, trying to close the door, which was unable to lock, and the perpetrator was shooting, you know, at the door. You know, so it's got to be measures that they got to be able to secure, you know, not just on the internal, but also the internal where doors has accessibility.
Sure. To further that discussion on technology, obviously a camera, a video surveillance camera, doesn't can't take a shooter out and can't stop a shooter. But in terms of live incident management and evidence, certainly sound like there have been some applications here. As I understand, they thought that the incident might have been over after the dormitory shooting, and could have a surveillance system maybe have applied some ability there?
No, it's very critical when you're dealing with campuses of this magnitude or any schools is that cameras be accessible to the public. It's a deterrent, you know, as we're showing around the country. Most likely a lot of incidents will not occur because of cameras. However, in this case here, if the police had access to these cameras immediately, they could respond accordingly, go right into that given situation and take the appropriate measures.
Now, Pat, you've been doing a road tour of sorts, talking with administrators and some law enforcement and security across the country about educational security. What's been the sense out there in terms of their willingness to adopt this, and what are the challenges that they're decrying?
Well, I mean, the biggest concern is that they're saying there's a lack of budget, a lack of funding, you know, lack of resources, you know. So we have to apply this. We now, this time of day, we have to balance, like I've been telling everybody, education and security has got to be paramount, and it's got to work hand in hand. You just can't wait till something like this transpires to take action. You got to be proactive starting from the day on.
Well, Pat Field, ADT Security Services, thanks for joining us on this call live from the Virginia Tech campus.
Thank you.